dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy. Oh, Fred. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. All right, we got some stories here of people doing dumb stuff, and let's go. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A New Zealand police department recently released footage of a burglar using a child's blanket to disguise himself from security cameras. The video shows the burglar crawling around on the ground using a child's duvet in an attempt to hide his identity from the cameras. The man's disguise proved to be somewhat ineffective as he gives the camera a couple of quick glimpses of his face. The Sergeant John Roberts of the Tactical Crime Unit said the man stole valuables, including jewelry and cash, from the home. Police did not say whether the man took the blanket or left it in the home.
For every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two dummies. Man suspected of stealing and swallowing a wedding ring in California underwent surgery to have the ring removed, according to police. Suspect identified by police as Joel Stevenson was arrested after crashing into a fence. Paramedics discovered the wedding ring in x-rays following the crash and determined that he would need surgery to have it removed. We don't know what he was thinking or when he had swallowed it, and it wasn't smart. Police were able to remove the ring and was identified as a gold wedding band.
If you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
All right. We got to take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we will come back with more You Big Dummy right here on WGN. Yeah! Nick DiGilio here on Friday morning. Esmeralda Leon's birthday! Let's get back to You Big Dummy! Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Walmart and a t-shirt company are quote-unquote embarrassed after it was discovered a University of Maryland shirt feature the outline of Massachusetts. Twitter user Samantha Fico posted a picture of the shirt which bears the University of Maryland's logo and the word Terps inside the outline of a state. Terrapin, a type of turtle that lives in fresh water, is the school's mascot. Samantha then compared the outline of the shirt to the outlines of Maryland and Massachusetts. A Walmart social media manager named Marie initially tried to downplay the seeming error. On the map, Massachusetts and Maryland are shaped somewhat similarly, with the exception of that dip. And then thanks for reaching out, Samantha, she said. However, further pressure from Twitter users led to another Walmart representative, Sunny, to acknowledge the error. We are so embarrassed, we may never stick our head out of our shell again. Oh, man. Thanks for guiding this lost terrapin back to Maryland.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. A man engaged in a high-speed chase after taking over the wheel for his Uber driver, who was taking a nap. What? According to a news release, New York State police noticed the Uber vehicle traveling 86 miles per hour. Police attempted to stop the vehicle, but driver Juan Carlos, 20, reportedly refused to pull over. Carlos had hired the Uber driver Corey Robinson, 43, to drive him from Philadelphia to a college in New York. Carlos agreed to get behind the wheel when Robinson was tired and asked to take a nap. Robinson woke up mid-chase and asked why Carlos was driving so fast. Robinson demanded that Carlos pull over when he informed her that they were being chased by police, but Carlos refused. Police ultimately caught up with the pair after they crashed into a guardrail. They were both sent to the hospital and treated for minor injuries before being released into police custody. Uber released a statement said that both men were suspended from using the service.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Though a man tried to hide his face from security cameras, the state of Florida tattoo above his eye was hard to miss, said surveillance footage. Jonathan Hewitt, a resident of Florida, was identified by his multiple tattoos and arrested on felony charges, charges of burglary, grand theft, and possession of a weapon. On March 21st, Hewitt is seen on a surveillance video prying open the door of a home in Westgate. Hewitt took a gun, a Michael Kors watch, counterfeit Rolex, and left the home, according to Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. The homeowner told investigators he knew Hewitt as a friend of a former roommate who had been in the home before. Investigators used the tattoo database from the Palm Beach County Jail and driver's license records and matched it to Hewitt. You got to be a complete idiot to have the state of Florida tattooed on your face.
Dummy.
All right, we got to vote. Why would you have the state of Florida tattooed? I don't understand face tattoos in general. But the state of
Florida.
The state of Florida looks like a wang. Why would you have that tattooed?
Been to Florida, Nick?
Well, that's right. Sorry. Uh-huh. And I don't know, Vic, you've only been with us for a few weeks here on the overnights, on the overnight show. But I don't know. There at least one story a week on You Big Dummy comes out of Florida.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We got to vote. We've got the dummy who tried to hide his face with a children's blanket. We got the dummy who swallowed a wedding ring that he stole. We got the dummy T-shirt company and the dummy Walmarts who put Massachusetts in the University of Maryland T-shirt. We got the dummy who got his Uber car involved in a high-speed chase and the dummy who robbed a house with a tattoo of Florida on his face. Dan is running around doing something right now, so he's actually working right now. So we'll go to Vic in the news. Vic, who are you going for?
Okay, this might be surprising, but I'm going to go with your first one because if you've seen the video of this guy.
Oh, the video's available?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's not just his face covered with this kid's blanket. His entire body, it just looks like a little blob under a kid's blanket crawling around the house.
Okay. All right.
And when I saw it, I just thought, dummy.
Okay, there you go. So maybe we need to put that one up on the on the video up there on the Facebook page. Okay, Dan's back. Hi, Dan. You all right, buddy?
Hi. Yeah, we're just... Context should be interesting, so.
Okay. Oh, it should.
We're having some technical problems, but hopefully it'll be fixed.
Okay, so. All right. Which one are you voting for?
You know, I do love the fact he covered himself with a children's blanket. I love the fact it was a university, a school of learning when they had the wrong state outline on there. I love the fact he hired an Uber driver to drive from Pennsylvania to New York. I think I'm going to go with the kid's blanket, though.
Kid's blanket. Okay. And birthday girl Esmeralda, on your birthday, who's the big dummy?
I am watching this blanket guy. And that's a colorful, colorful blanket.
Oh, it is.
But he's moving around in it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with him.
You're going to go with the dummy. So overwhelmingly, wow. It's the dummy of the week is the blanket. I'm sorry. I mean, it's done. The dummy with the blanket is the winner, but... I would vote for the Uber dude. That story is just ridiculous.
That was going to be my choice, but then I watched that video and I'm like, no.
Well, I guess the video is changing everybody's mind, so everybody should see the video.
Now up.
It's up. Okay, cool.
Oh, nice.
Check out facebook.com/NickDShow to see the video of our dummy of the week with his little blankie. Now, Dan, are we ready to do?
We'll give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot. Let's see if we can get a couple in. F-bomb.
Context, context, context. Context. Context.
Yeah.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 to everybody, and whenever anybody says something you could pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got, Dan?
All right, so this is Eric heard this of me and the birthday girl.
Last one's got
Matt. Oh, wrong one. See?
Okay.
All right, let's try that.
Try that one again.
Me and the birthday girl.
He's still trying to get in there. I just read
hard.
A thing.
Oh, boy. All right, next.
All right, Tim submitted this one of Bill and Wendy.
Would you like a foot long? Yes, I would.
I'd love it.
Bring it on.
Oh, man. All right. Next.
Matthew heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
I'm in. I'm in.
Okay.
Next up, Eric, Amanda, and Jaybird emailed this one of Wendy.
That would be something you'd whip out.
It's just a filth fest on middays here. Okay. A filth fest. Next.
All right. Next up, Eric sent this one, another one of Andrea.
I'm just going to do it.
Okay. She's just going to do it. All right.
Next up, Tim sent in this one of Wendy.
Is this like tongue and groove when you put it in?
all right.
Next up, Eric heard this of Frank Fontana.
Everybody wants a taste of it.
Yeah, we all do. All of us. Okay.
All right. Next up, Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Cochran.
I grab this pole.
I can't tell you the number of times I've heard Steve Cochran say that he grabbed his pole. All right. next.
Celine sent in this one of Patty.
She says she can come play, and we encourage that.
Of course she does. Of course she does. Okay, we got a break. We got more. That was fine, Dan. That went off well.
Except for the screw up, but yeah.
Fine. It all started with the damn microphone this morning, Dan. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up and then more. Straight Out of Context and Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, everybody, you know what this is, Straight Out of Context, and that's where you listen 24/7. Somebody says something that sounds dirty, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We continue Straight Out of Context. Okay, Dan.
Next up, Tim heard this of Wendy.
I wonder how you taste.
God. Is there a chaperone in the studio during middays?
Clearly not.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
just,
wait.
Just wait.
Okay, next.
Another one from Wendy. This is from Peter and Benjamin.
I'm not much of a screamer.
Okay.
Fran emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
Just stick it.
That's not right.
Okay.
I apologize. Eric submitted this one of Patty and Rob Martier.
Just stick it in there. Oh, there it is.
I'm good up in here. But
what in God's name?
Wow.
Even Esmeralda's stunned. Okay.
All right. This one of Lou Manfredini from Fran.
Pull that out and okay. See if you have that odor or that taste just from that hose.
Oh, my God.
These are the best.
Oh, my God. okay, next.
All right, Joe sent this in of John Weideman.
Mufflin's got massive girth there.
Mufflin's got massive girth. That's why all the women were upset when we traded him. That's what it was. Oh, that's great. I love it when the hockey ones come in here, man. When John and Troy get on, that's fantastic. Okay.
All right. In theory, Eric submitted this one of Wendy.
It's still weird how that thing stays up there.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Peter sent this in of you, me, and the birthday girl, Esmeralda Leon.
I very rarely see moves like that, especially with a guy who's in 18-inch heels.
Didn't know she could stretch that well.
Yeah.
It's not as large as I thought.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a camel.
Okay.
All right. Eric emailed this one of Cochran.
And then those two quickies.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
All right. Matthew sent in these of you.
So I get to the back door, and I'm going in through the back door, and I bend over, and I look, and there it is. And all of a sudden, poof, I got nailed. And it was unbelievable.
You know, when you string all those together, man, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say, man. Okay.
More of you. Oh. This one from Wild Bill.
I should have my tongue out.
Oh, God. All right.
Mary Sandberg, morning show producer.
Mary. Hi, Mary.
Texted this of you and Esmeralda.
Any kind of box.
Yeah. It's big or small.
And he'll fit into it. Try to fit into it.
And it's enormous. Nice.
Nice catch, Mary. Nice job. All right.
Brad submitted these of Bill and Wendy.
Bill, I'm going to need you to wiggle it for me.
Yank, wiggle, giggle.
It's the filthiest show on radio. Okay.
As promised, it's about to be proven.
Okay.
Kevin Richter, producer of the Bill and Wendy
also
show.
Also lost to a fish.
Also lost to a fish.
Yes.
Sent in this one, and I think you'll understand why by the end.
Kevin, you know how I like it.
Oh, that might be different from what they used to be.
Bend it that way. Oh, you're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. A little further down a little bit. Oh, you're almost there. You're like a half inch away. Oh, that is it. The sweet spot.
Don't.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Did Kevin get a bonus after that show? A little? A little extra something?
I think it involved the first part of that word.
Oh, my God. I'm assuming that's the last one.
Nope.
Oh, Mike, no.
Mike Jacobson, new morning show producer.
Yay! All right, Mike, jumping in.
We'll round us out with Steve Cochran.
All right.
Let the shaft out.
All right. Nice job, though. Welcome, Mike. All right. Mary has sent in a few now. Oh, it's a family affair every Friday morning. All right.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us?
Yeah.
Spies.
Like us.
All right. Nick D Show Spies. Listen 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. What do we got?
Two cuts this week. Our spies this week are Steven, Celine, Amanda, Tony, and Jimmy C. First one is from the Cochran Morning Show. Once again, your review of Batman versus Superman came up.
We said Nick didn't like it.
Yeah, we said Nick didn't like it. Nick doesn't like it, but Nick finds the worst movie he's ever seen in his whole life almost every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
point. That is true.
It's a very good point.
But it's funny, the movies that Nick doesn't like, the classics, Ferris Bueller... Yeah. But his favorite movie's Magnolia.
That's depressing. One person's taste, though. I mean, I respect that's his.
He said
that's his taste, but really,
he would like Bambi if Bambi were shot.
there wasn't enough violence in Bambi.
I happen to love Bambi. Bambi makes me cry. And by the way, Ferris Bueller's a piece of crap. And she only named one movie, by the way. She went, oh, classics, like Ferris Bueller. Nothing after that. Nothing. I like how Mary was in there going, his favorite movie is Magnolia. I don't know if that was positive or to make me look worse.
Well, she said it was depressing.
It is a depressing movie.
She's like, so depressing.
It is. And it's 3 hours. It's the best movie ever made. Hey, by the way, my second favorite movie is at my next film club screening. It's Risky Business, May 3rd. That date may change depending on what the Blackhawks postseason schedule is. But it's my second favorite movie of all time. I've never been more excited for one of my film clubs than Risky Business on May 3rd. Okay, we got one more, you said, right?
We do have one more. Okay, so this is from the Patty Vasquez show. And basically her show last night, not you know the one that finished a couple hours ago, but the one preceding it. Basically, there was an hour and a half that was out of context. One of her guests took something called the Saltine Challenge in college, where he tried to eat 6 saltines in the course of a minute.
You can't do that.
Well, he did. Esmeralda tried. Craig Collins tried.
I was very close.
There was many references to swallowing and saliva and a whole bunch of stuff. So right. We're going to eschew all that, and we're just going to go with the part where they mentioned you.
I don't even know. How do we get on the, was it challenges? How do we even stumble on the fact that you could eat 6 saltines?
I usually lead with it in conversation.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So we have in studio with us so far, Craig, Esmeralda, and Michael Palasak have all done the saltines challenge.
Well, I completed it. They attempted.
They attempted it, yes. They attempted
it. I just had some saltine pulp in my mouth after that minute.
You got to hate the saltine pulp.
I just swallow it. Yep. That was all I had to do.
Oh, please, Mark, all of this. I don't know how this entire segment is going to end up on Nick D's show.
Okay. Wow. All right. So if the lesson here is that if you try to eat some saltines, you're going to end up on the out of context. That's how it works.